Hello.
Hi.
I'm Ben Russell.
I'm
going to be telling a story that takes place in the town of Chelm. Now, some of you might not know too much about the town of Chelm, so allow me to explain something about it. The town of Chelm is a town of fools. Well, some people say that Chelm actually is a town of people who are very, very wise. But they're so wise that no one understands them and thinks them foolish. But that doesn't really matter. Last time I was in the town of Chelm, I bought two bagels. And as I was sitting in the bakery eating two bagels, I noticed something very odd about the bagel holes. I looked at one bagel and the bagel hole was shaped like a heart. I was confused, so I looked at the other one, and the other one was shaped like a duck. Well, I went to the baker, and I asked him if there was a meaning behind the bagel holes, and the baker shook his head, and he said to me that he hoped that the horrible bagel holes did not detract from the deliciousness of the bagel. I said, of course not, but I asked if there was a story behind it, and there was. You see, long ago in the town of Chelm, there were no bagels.
What?
No, not a single bagel in all of Chelm. But one day, three young men decided that they were going to leave Chelm. They were going to go out into the world, go to the big city, and that they were going to bring back something to Chelm that all of the Chelmites would appreciate. So they set out on their journey, and it was long and it was difficult, and they walked for many, many days. Then they walked up this great, huge hill, and they walked down the hill, and finally they reached the city. And in the city, the three young men saw so many marvelous things. They saw houses on top of houses. They saw boats as large as buildings. So many colors, so many sights, so many smells. It was amazing. But they didn't see a single thing that they thought the Chelmites would really appreciate, would really need. On the last day in the city, the three young men were walking one last time to see if they could find anything. And then they smelled something. It smelled delicious. So they followed it, and they came to a small alley. And they came to a small building, and there was a small door. And they approached the door, and the bravest of the three Chelmites stepped forward and opened the door. And walked inside. The two other men followed him. And once inside, the men saw that there was a baker making some very weird things. They were breaded, they were circular, there was a hole in the middle. And the bravest of the Chelmite walked toward the baker and said, "Excuse me, sir, but what are you making?" And the baker turned and said, "Why, these are bagels." Well, the Chelmites asked him if he would teach them how to make these bagels, and the baker agreed for a small price. So the Chelmites paid him, and the baker taught the Chelmites everything one needs to know about making a bagel, everything. And the Chelmites were very good students. They picked up on everything. And when the baker was done, the baker asked if they had any questions. And the wisest of the three Chelmites said that they had one question. And he said, "We just want to know, where do you get the bagel holes?" Well, the baker was confused. But then a smile grew across the baker's face, and he said, "Ah, you must be from Chelm." Well, the Chelmites had much pride in their town and said, of course they were. The baker had an idea. And the baker said, "Well, my grandfather was a baker, and his father before him. And they passed down a bag of bagel holes. And whenever I make a bagel, I use the bagel holes. But alas, alas, I left the bag at home. All I have is these bagels. I used up all the bagel holes. Well, the Helmites were very depressed. But the baker had an idea. The baker said that the Helmites could buy the bagels from him, eat the bagels, and then reuse the bagel holes. What an ingenious idea, and from someone who wasn't from Helm. The baker was so kind that he even agreed to sell them rope to put through the bagel holes so they could buy even more bagels. So, of course, the Helmites agreed. They spent every last coin they had on the bagels. And with that, the Helmites left. And they began their journey back home to Helm. And it was a hard journey going to the city, but it was even more difficult going home covered in bagels. And when the Helmites came to the hill, they trudged on, they walked up the hill and got to the top and then looked down. And once you go up a hill, you have to go down. And it looked very difficult. But the wisest of the Helmites said that he had an idea. My friends, why don't we take the bagels off, roll them down the hill, and then follow afterwards? Well, that was an ingenious idea, even better than the idea of the baker. So that's just what they did. They took the bagels off, they untied the rope, and they rolled the bagels down the hill. And then they sighed and relaxed for just a moment before leisurely walking down the hill. But then they heard something. There was a rustle coming from some bushes, and there was some scratches coming from over there, and then from all over, animals converged on the bagels. There were chickens, there were hens, there were ducks, there were geese, there were dogs, there were cats, there were cows, there were pigs, there were goats, there was a lion? It was there, I'm not lying. Anyway, they all came running toward the bagels, and the Helmites ran down as fast as they could, but they weren't as fast as animals, and they were yelling at the animals, whatever you do, eat the bagels if you must, but don't eat the bagel holes. But I have sad news for you all. The animals ate the bagels and the bagel holes. When the Helmites shooed the animals away, there was nothing left, not even the rope. In despair, the Helmites walked back to Helm, and when they reached Helm, they told their friends and neighbors of this sad news. And the rabbi of Helm was a wise man, and the rabbi of Helm came forward and said,
"This is grave news indeed, but I feel that we as Helmites can get through it and overcome. Whenever a baker is going to make a bagel, he must first make a bagel hole. It will be difficult, but we can do it."
So that's just what the Helmites did. Whenever a baker was going to make a bagel, he first made a bagel hole. Now, some of you might not realize this, but making bagel holes is extremely boring. And Helmites are easily distracted. So when making a bagel, a baker might look at his wife and the bagel hole looks like a heart. Or look at a duck and the bagel hole looks like a duck. Or a flower and it looks like a flower. To overcome this, the Helmites put all of themselves into these bagels, everything they had, and they made some of the greatest bagels in all the world, perhaps even overcoming the deformed bagel holes. Well, I thanked the baker for the story, and I bought some bagels from him, which I enjoyed, and this story, which I hope that you enjoyed.
Again. They were very funny, but mine isn't a comedy.